And welcome back to the Lehigh Valley Holiday Gift Guide. I am Tiffany.
And I'm Margaret. And today we're talking all about gifts for families, kids, and experience seekers in your life. So we are in the studio today. We have our special guest, Deborah Carey, who's the VP Branch and Community Development Manager with Community Bank, who is Community Bank is a supporter of this podcast. Thank you very much. Thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
And we have Andy Poe, skateboard extraordinaire.
Yes.
Shop owner. We're going to be talking all about his shop throughout this podcast. So, okay, Tiff.
Yes.
Elf on the Shelf, yes or no?
Not at all.
No.
No.
Okay, Andy.
No.
No?
Definitely not.
I think it's a timing thing.
What?
Like, don't you have to, like, pretend?
No.
I mean, it's, you have to,
like, have kids, little kids?
Well, I mean, you have to, like, plan it out.
Oh, yeah. There's, like, all kinds of, I don't know. I'm a no. What
I mean,
you,
he has to show up all over the house in different spots, yeah, doing different mischievous things.
Yeah, I'm a no. I'm a no. But I have two kids and grandkids that they do it.
They do. Okay.
They do it. But I, no.
But
yeah.
But are you a?
I am.
Snoop on the stoop.
I must say, one of my sons.
Because that's mine.
It was a Christmas gift 2 years ago, so I have Snoop on the stoop.
I love that Deb has a Snoop. That side of the room has.
Yes, yeah. We are Snoop on the stoop.
But what does Snoop? Yes. What is Snoop's thing? The elf is a snitch. So
right.
What is Snoop?
A bad influence. on your kids.
He's just smoking, and now he smoked too much. He fell over. Okay.
Okay, so family traditions. Margaret, we will go
I got one.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I should have brought the book. There's a book, a Christmas, old-timey Christmas book, okay? And it's got all these stories and illustrations and stuff, but the last page is a poem, and every year I read the poem aloud.
Okay.
And now I can't think of what the poem is. So over to you, and then I'm going to think about what it is.
I guess, thinking about this, the one thing that we do every year is we all go for a tree. Mm-hmm. We still get a live tree.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we decorate the tree, and there's this whole procedure that goes on with the decorating with my kids.
And they're grown? Are they grown kids?
Well, now they're grown, so I don't know what'll happen. I mean, we only have one in the house now, so that kid will join me.
That kid's doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
All right. Andy, you got anything?
That's like a pretty classic one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with my wife's family and then my sister having her husband, we always have to decide, how can we spend time together? So every Christmas Eve, everyone comes over to our place, and we get Filipino food made.
Nice.
And so everybody gets to share in some Filipino food. There's a great place on Shanersville Road called Inaha.
Mm.
And they're a restaurant, but they also do catering. So instead of myself and my sister and my dad having to do the cooking, we just get it brought in. But everybody enjoys it. It's a little bit different, but.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. I love that because somehow over the last couple of years, dishes have become not my thing. Mm-hmm. So whatever I can do to avoid having to have dishes to wash afterwards is a wonderful thing. So I love that. family traditions for me is on Christmas morning, my kids and I, we take probably a couple of hours and call family all over the U.S. and chat and talk and FaceTime and videos and, play things. Like my youngest is playing the guitar, so he's got to play a song for everybody and, those type of things.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
It's really cool. And then everybody expects our phone call, right? And they love it because, it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. So most important question. Would you rather untangle Christmas lights or assemble a kid's toy at midnight?
I would definitely rather assemble the toy. Like Christmas lights that are tangled up, I just want to just toss them.
Yes. Deb.
I don't want to do either one.
Same. I am with you,
I will
Deb.
Delegate both of those duties away. And that's why my husband will do that.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'll delegate them
away. I love that.
You don't want to see a toy that I've assembled.
No, me neither.
If it was IKEA midnight. Furniture to assemble, then I would do the lights over IKEA. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
I did a lot of IKEA furniture in my past, for sure.
Mm, okay.
All right. What are you, Tiff? Come on.
I don't know. I guess I'd have to choose kids' toys. But see, I've eliminated the whole Christmas lights thing because my tree is fake. So it just goes up and then it goes back down, all just together. I throw like a sheet over it and put it down. And then the next year, I bring it up, I take the sheet off. We're good. Listen, I have simplified my life.
I love it.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So you're not sitting around at night looking up at the ceiling and seeing these little black dots and realizing they're all baby spiders.
Ooh.
That have come out of your live tree. So you don't have to deal with that.
No. Oh, no. Yeah, we talked about that in the first episode.
We're team fake tree here.
Yes.
That is
one of the reasons why. I said I was watching the news and I saw that a snake had come out of a tree, and that was the last year I ever got a real tree. But, like, people visit your local farmers and tree farms.
Do the tree cutting. As long as you can handle it. Do the live.
Visit your tree farming small businesses. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So then this episode of Home for the Holidays, 'tis the season, two shops, small and share big. Are we there? Yeah. Okay. Is full of ideas for gifts that aren't just things. They're memories, they're moments, and they're family fun. So, Deb...
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us why Community Bank wanted to be a part of this.
Well, the reach out came, and as branch and community development manager, part of my job has really been this year to focus on the community and bring that knowledge to the bank, who is brand new to the Lehigh Valley. So we've been with nonprofits, we've been with small businesses, we've been with different organizations just trying to give them some information so they learn about us. So when this ask came out, it was kind of a no-brainer.
Nice.
You know, full disclosure, I've been a volunteer programmer with the station for 17 years. I'll start my 18th year in February.
And the station is
WDIY.
Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of a no-brainer for the bank. And
well, that's awesome.
Again, we really are trying to emulate the first part of our name, which is community.
Right.
So... Yeah.
Well, and we appreciate that, yeah. Margaret and I. We thank you so much, you, Deb, and Community Bank for being a part of this. It's been a great experience, and we've been able to really highlight the small businesses that are here in the Lehigh Valley. And so we're happy to have
Community
Bank.
That's what it's
all about. Yes.
Banks are a huge part of small business, being able to actually get up and going. So
speaking of that, let's talk a little bit about that. I know that we've talked in the past a little bit about being bank ready as a small business. And so I know the Community Bank has many tools for small business owners. I actually will be coming over to Community Bank in January, so I'm excited about that for my small business. So tell me what tools there are or suite that you can say a little bit about.
We really have everything under the sun. You know, once as a small business, once you register your business, you get your tax ID number, you choose your business structure, and you can do that by talking to an attorney or an accountant, depending how you want to structure your business, whether it's a sole proprietor or a corporation. You know, you get that kind of finished, you get your paperwork, and you come to see us. And we can help you from that point. I mean, we offer so many different things. I brought some information because I won't remember it all.
Okay,
Community Bank actually has four branches, one of them being Community Bank, another being our financial business, which is Nottingham, which can help you with retirement planning and all of that. We have one group which provides you with information for risk insurance for your business. When you're in business, you really need to be insured.
Right.
You know, we can help with that. When you have employees, we have employee benefits program. We can help with that.
Is there payroll? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm getting there, Tiff. And we have human resources consulting services.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, we do. Yeah. That's our one group company that we work with. It's like a four-prong thing, and we all connect.
Okay.
We call it Community Connect. So we connect with each other. It's a great company, and they're in different places in the United States. They're also, I want to get this right, in Puerto Rico. And we'll help with all of that stuff. We also, if you have employees and you want to provide them with health insurance, we have a company called BPAS that will help act as the broker between you and the insurance company and give you different plans, what would fit for your business. You can choose, and we're kind of like the go-between for that.
Oh, that's amazing.
As far as accounts, we do provide payroll services. If you're a small business, up to probably about 40 to 45 employees, okay, we can handle that for you. And it's a flat fee every month, and it includes everything the big guys include.
Wow.
So that's
my
real
brain
nice.
Is just going overdrive over
I
here.
See it. Yeah. I see. You're like, okay.
Because I was shopping insurance earlier. But
And we provide personal insurance too.
Awesome.
So if you want home, auto,
life,
all of it. We do all of it.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a one-stop
is
shop.
Is that like
for
a normal
businesses.
For a bank?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay. So this is unique
yeah.
to community
it
bank.
It kind of is. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That is a nice suite
mm-hmm.
for small businesses.
Okay. All right.
Last question for that on this is going back to gifting. So when my kids were babies, I got them all bank accounts. So I have three. When they were babies and started putting money in them. So what would you say as a holiday gifter or, you know, for grandkids or for their own kids, you know, when would be a good age for someone to get a bank account for their child? Do you have youth? I don't know. Is it called a youth account?
We have what's called, first of all, I mean, anybody can open an account for a child. Grandparents can open a custodial account where they're in charge of the funds, but they're saving for the child. And when the child reaches age, when child reaches 21, and you don't have to wait that long, but by law, then that account will go into that child's name.
Why not 18?
Okay,
never mind. That's a question for the government. Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. I mean, it's 21 to do all the other things,
right? You can come in when they're 18. It's just that by the age of 21, we're like, we'll give you a call and say, hey.
Yeah.
You know, it's time to relinquish and put it in the kids' name.
Do you have kids, Andy?
I do.
How many kids do you have?
I have one. She's just over two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bank account.
She has a bank account.
Oh, see? Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's probably the easiest way. But we do have what's called green light. And, you know, your kids, I would say, there's no age, there's no minimum age, but a five-year-old probably, you know, you want to maybe 10.
Okay.
Where they can kind of handle and they can have debit cards, they can have an app, you can help them save. There's parental controls around all of it. So you're in charge. But the kids get to start to understand what it is to save money.
Right, fiscal responsibility.
When you spend money, that there's not as much left there, and all of that fiscal responsibility. Yeah. Real important, I think, a parent's job.
Awesome.
Bringing up their kids.
Taking notes over here.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you
so
much, Deb. Okay, so we also have joining us today, he's created a true community. He's a hub for young skaters and families. He's responsible for the skate park in the south side of Bethlehem, or a major advocate for it. He not only has one skate shop called Home Base, but he now has a second one called Second Base.
Second Base Vintage.
Vintage. So Home Base and Second Base. I love that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Clever. Andy Poe from Home Base in South Bethlehem and Second Base in Easton. Andy, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Okay, so for viewers who don't know, how did Home Base get started?
So I got started because I had to move from San Diego, California to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania when I was in the middle of high school. So is one of the main reasons why Home Base was opened. I came from Southern California. I lived there until I was a sophomore in high school. Finished that year, was told, hey, we're moving to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And we were transplanted. And I brought my skateboard with me.
Nice.
And that really helped me find like a community, friends here, because the skateboarding culture and the skateboarding community was so much smaller here than it was in California. I mean, I think everybody just walked around with a skateboard because it was you know, just a prop that you needed to have for living in San Diego. But here, like, the people that I met that skateboard were really into it, and I just noticed that there was a lot of things that were very commonplace in San Diego that were very, like, the supporting tools for skateboarding community to grow that just didn't exist here in the Lehigh Valley. I came here in the late 90s and 97, so there were places that you can go buy a skateboard, but yeah, those places weren't really involved in the culture of skateboarding. So after a few years getting involved in the skateboarding community, I just saw the opportunity to open up a skate shop that was very, like, involved in wanting to, like, cultivate the culture of skateboarding, bringing right, the community together. So that's kind of where it all started. So in 2002, we opened our doors.
Awesome.
Awesome.
So I'm a 90s kid. I grew up in, you know, my teen years in the 90s, early 90s, and I had friends had skateboards.
Yeah.
That was the crew I was hanging out with. But then I feel like it kind of, like, died off, and now we're seeing this huge resurgence.
Definitely.
One of my nieces actually is taking skateboarding classes or has taken skateboarding classes. So what do you think is driving that growth?
Like, on a local level, I think that seeing cities like Bethlehem really, like, own the idea of creating a safe and legal space for skateboarders to go. We had, like, a long process, about 10 years of advocating for the Bethlehem Skate Plaza, which is just right across the road from us here. But Bethlehem, like, under Mayor Callahan, Ralph Karp, and even Willie Reynolds, who is now our mayor, he was a city council member, and they were all very supportive of the idea of figuring out a way to build a skate park. And this is in a time where no one else wanted to build a skate park. There was just, you know, skateboarders are degenerates. Like, you don't want them around.
I remember that.
But I think that Bethlehem was very progressive in that way to say, like, you know what, we need to, like, kids want to do this, so we need to provide them a safe space to do it. So the Bethlehem Skate Plaza opened in 2011.
Nice.
So locally, that was a big, like, turning point for skateboarding, where now you had a place where skateboarders could congregate and gather and go without being worried about getting, you know, chased out
right,
by security guards,
yes,
or police officers. And Bethlehem really set a standard that impacted the entire, like, regional Pennsylvania area, because that's why you're seeing skate parks get opened in Allentown. I consulted with the skate park developers in Reading. Easton is working on a project. So you've seen a lot of other skate parks open. And directly or indirectly, Bethlehem's project was the inspiration for a lot of them, or at least, like, the thing that said, okay, that project didn't fail. Like, that place isn't burning
right,
to the ground. It's not covered in graffiti and trash and degenerates. Like, it's a positive place in the community. And so a lot of other people, a lot of other cities are saying, like, okay, we're willing to kind of do that as well, and in whatever scale is good for them. So it's been great to see a lot of other places opening up, pump tracks, small skate parks, larger scale skate parks. I mean, I can't wait till the one in Easton breaks ground. So
it's been awesome.
It's really, that I think on a local level, the advocacy that we put in, that everyone that supported Homebase put in, like, that really kind of changed, like, you know, almost like the temperature of, like, the community towards skateboarding.
Right.
But also on the national, global level, I mean, you have skateboarding. It's been on TV shows, contests like the X Games, and now the Olympics. Like, it's really regarded as a sport.
Right.
So it's great to see lots of kids getting into it, not just boys. A lot of girls are getting into it. There's a big professional, like, female demographic as well. So it's awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. So let's talk about gifts. So what, you have your shop, Homebase 610. What kind of gifts could people be giving, even if, say, you have a child that they're not sure if they're into it or not, but maybe they're buying their first board for their kid, or what kind of things could you be gifting?
Yeah, I mean, anytime, we always tell, like, parents that come into the shop who are looking for, like, that their child who's like, I don't know if they're really into this, I'm not sure, like, or they're really small and they're not quite sure, like, if a board is too big or too small. I always just say, like, you know what, just get them, like, a board they can grow into. So even if the board seems like it's too big, that's going to help them with their balance. Mm-hmm. So we have like our skateboards like that are on display. It's a great beginner setup. It has like our graphic on it. We've chosen really great parts that are like the top quality things that you need to be able to go out to the skate park and use it, like things that are supposed to be metal or aren't plastic. You know, the ball bearings that are in there really spin, the wheels work. So we have that at our shop. That is, it's like a great like price point as well.
Okay.
And it's also something where, you know, you want the kid to be able to grow into it. So you don't want to buy it too small.
Mm.
So something that as, you know, a couple of years go by, because they're just going to be focusing on pushing and turning and stopping. They're not really getting the board off the ground in those first few years.
You think? I don't know. I'm like biased. So I worked with Zoo York and Supreme. Do you have your own brand or do you have all the brands?
We sell like a lot of different skateboard brands. Like we've sold Zoo York for a long time.
And so my kids always had skateboards, even since they were little, and they always had the larger side. But my kids watch skate videos, so so they're part of that culture. But I love that you help bring the culture here and you change the outlook on what skating is in the community. And I love that you have these gifts and that you're saying.
And there's apparel. You have apparel too, right? Yep.
Yeah, I think that
some vintage stuff.
Yep, I think that like for gifts, especially if when we get parents that come in, they're like, "Well, I have a skateboarder. I don't really know what they want." Sometimes it's hard to buy a skateboarder, especially like a teenager or somebody in their young 20s, like a skateboard, because they're very particular about the size. But what I brought was like something every skateboarder need is a skateboard tool.
Nice.
So it's something that you can use to assemble or disassemble your skateboard, and you know we lose these things all the time. So if you have a backup, like. And this is something that's like under
$20. Like a cell phone charger.
Yeah.
Like you need multiples.
The other thing I would suggest to a parent that doesn't know what to get the skateboarder in their life is a set of bearings. So no matter, these are universal. So every skateboarder uses the same size bearings.
Really?
And, you know, bearings are, you really need them to be able to just go as fast as you want to go.
Nice.
And every skateboarder loves a new set of bearings. So
I love it.
It's very easy. But yeah, we try to make it easy with like our apparel. We do a lot of like Bethlehem and Lehigh Valley centric designs.
The steel stacks.
The steel stacks on it.
So these are designs that are also designed by local artists that we've worked with. So this one's more of like Lehigh Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us more about local artists. So you do a lot of events with artists or youth. Do you have any programs coming up or any other things that you're involving local artists in?
We do. We just had Small Business Saturday. I mean, like our tagline you can see on the boards and sweatshirts is creating community since 2002. Mm-hmm. And that community goes beyond just skateboarders. I mean, skateboarders themselves are creative. So a lot of them get into music, get into art, get into like creating their own brands or becoming business owners. So we do our best to kind of bring them into the shop whenever we can. So on Small Business Saturday, we invited artists to come sell their stuff inside of our shop.
Nice.
We had bands playing on Black Friday to kind of close out our day. A lot of artists that come and shop at the store like end up being the ones that help us design our graphics.
Okay.
So, we run a lot of programs, and because we see that creative spirit in skateboarding, that's what has led us to do sort of like our after-school skateboarding programs.
Okay,
as well.
Tell me about that. I didn't know you had an after-school skateboarding program. Okay, Taryn's coming. Tell me more.
It's a program called Push Ahead. We've been running it for like over a decade in Lehigh Valley schools that are willing to bring us in.
Oh.
And the idea is just to kind of teach them like social-emotional skills like resilience, self-worth, empathy, and then also connecting career opportunities through the lens of skateboarding. So when you look at all these products that we sell, I mean, somebody had to design them. Somebody had to make them. So the idea is that, you know, we teach them the basics of skateboarding. They fall in love with skateboarding, hopefully.
Okay.
And then that opens up the conversation to be able to say, like, hey, like, did you ever think about, like, who made that skateboarding video we watched? So that's a camera person. That's a video editor. You know, who made that YouTube video? Like, that's a YouTube content creator. Who designed the skateboard? Like, that's a graphic designer. That's an artist. So our hope is, like, when we follow them from, like, the elementary level to the middle school level to the high school level, it starts to kind of just keep that conversation going, that the thing that you love to do can be also the thing that leads you to the career that you're passionate about.
Wow.
This is good
stuff. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that. And I'm, like, thinking in my head, should we like change the whole show? Because we could just talk about that.
I have so many more questions about that and ways to implement it. My mind is going rampant right now with all the places I want to take that. So we'll have to have a side conversation about just that program.
Wow.
Where are we, Margaret? We are
almost at the end here.
So we
should do some rapid fire kind of shout outs for other things to do in the Lehigh Valley.
Okay.
Small business or just local business. So Lehigh Valley Zoo, this is one of my favorites during the holidays, but all year round you can go. They have their winter light spectacular. You can go walk through the zoo at night. It's gorgeous. So definitely check out lvzoo.org. Check that out.
Then if your family loves puzzles, mysteries, or a little bit of adrenaline, then off-center escape rooms in Bethlehem is a perfect gift. Where to find, or it's a fun way to bond with teens, tweens, or adventurous adults, and there's no wrapping acquired. Required.
You just have to get out.
You just have to get out and go there.
Yeah, I have to get out.
I didn't participate, right? Where to find out more? Learn more about the rooms and book experiences at offcenterescape.com.
Yeah, and then another cool thing for maybe you've got some budding artists in your family, Hawaii Fluid Art Lehigh Valley is in Allentown. I actually did this with a friend. I made my own, like, little turtle. It's resin. You paint and pour the resin on and just create your own piece of art. It's super fun. You can do all kinds of, like, you can have a group or you can just do, you know, mom and child, whatever. So HawaiiFluidArt.com/Lehigh Valley. So check that out this holiday season.
And then we also have Skeggers Family Fun Center in Easton. Skeggers in Easton is the ultimate indoor fun zone. Mini bowling, arcade games, axe throwing for adults. Oh, this sounds really cool. Air hockey and tons of nostalgia favorites. It's the kind of place where kids literally light up the minute they walk through the door. It makes a perfect family outing gift certificate, especially on those cold winter days when everyone needs to burn off a little energy. See attraction in hours at skeggys.com. That's SKEGGYS.com.
And I'm going back to the artists because that family fun center is not fun for me. But give me the art all day long. So Color Me Mine. It has two locations in Bethlehem and Easton. And it's a place for families to slow down and paint together, create something personal. You can choose from hundreds of pottery pieces, mugs, figurines, and then customize your own colors and designs. And then they glaze and fire it. And you've got yourself a wonderful keepsake. So you can go to lehighvalley.colormemine.com.
And everyone has heard of Lights in the Parkway in Allentown. It's a mile-long drive-through display of glowing tunnels, animated lights, and magical scenes. Families stay warm in the car while enjoying a sparkling wonderland. Tickets make sweet stocking stuffers and are perfect for parents, grandparents, or anyone who loves a night of holiday magic. Visit the City of Allentown's website for dates, ticketing, and special theme nights.
Yes, and you'd want to get those tickets before Christmas Day. I don't know how long it goes after Christmas. Might be like a week. But yeah, so it's something you want to do like when the family comes into town.
Right.
Get in the car. Get your hot cocoa.
I mean, you drive through. And drive I think, through. If I remember correctly, don't you tune in on the radio?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you hear like holiday music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I went, I had first moved, never mind. This probably, I first, might as well finish now. I first moved here and I went through in a convertible.
What?
I owned a convertible at the time with my friends and my kid. This is, I think, when my husband was like, no more convertibles for you. He was in the car seat and I had it in it. But it wasn't cold out.
Okay. Well, it was one of those weird off years where it was like warm.
Yeah.
Okay. And you drove the convertible.
I did.
That.
It was so much fun.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Any more?
Anything else? Anybody want to give a shout out to an experience or a shop or anything that you love your family goes to?
Yes.
In Easton, they're doing the Easton Winter Village between now and up till the weekend before Christmas. So it's a lot of great vendors there that are all artisan vendors or local businesses in the Easton downtown.
I bought these earrings there last year. I literally bought these earrings at the Winter Village last year.
Nice.
I did.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was dark. I didn't even know what I was buying. I was just like, let me buy that.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah, no, it's a great, I mean, all the vendors, food, music.
Yeah.
So it's
great.
It's a great thing that's happening in downtown Easton.
Yeah. Anything?
And I've bought some things down there, too. I guess I'll piggyback with downtown Bethlehem also has Christmas huts and the Christmas City Village, along with, if you do get down there, I know one of the podcasts talked about the designer in the Hotel Bethlehem.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes.
Christmas time, you need to walk through there.
Right.
So if you do nothing else, walk down and walk through the hotel.
That is a good experience to walk through Hotel Bethlehem and visit Chris Kenemar and visit Winter Village and all of the other places that we've said in the podcast.
Yep.
Support your small businesses.
Yeah.
And
Thank you.
We have a lot of experiences now.
Yes.
I mean, I think I'm down for the experience more than the gift. I don't need things anymore.
No. Like, we all have stuff.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff. I mean, the boxes are coming every day.
The boxes. I've eliminated the boxes.
Same.
I'm just saying.
I haven't. Anyway.
Yes.
That's another show.
Okay.
Okay. So we've got lots of alternatives to the big box stores that deliver the boxes.
Yes.
So get away from the boxes, people. Get your zoo tickets.
Yes.
Go take an art class. Go to an escape room if that's your thing.
Learn to ride a skateboard.
Yeah. Yes. And get into that community. That
I'd get the insurance.
Really great.
Get the insurance. Get the insurance.
Okay. So next week,
join us.
We've got self-care and wellness episodes. So we're talking about gifts that recharge, soothe, and restore after all of the escaping and the walking and the zoo and the lights.
And the skateboarding.
And the skateboarding. So we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for joining us.
Yes. Thank you for listening to Home for the Holidays. 'Tis the season to shop small and share big. Thanks for being here, Deb. Thanks for
being
here,
Andy.
Thank you for having me. It's great.